Hi, this is Paul Arndt with PainScience.com. It's Friday, October 20th, and this is your audio version of the book chapter and blog post, A Late Review of the Venerable McKenzie Method of Mechanical Diagnosis and Therapy, or MDT for short. MDT is one of the best known brands in the body fixing business. Although theoretically applicable to a wide range of conditions, it's best known for its application to back pain. Earlier this year, I took one key element of MDT, the directional preference, and used it as the basis for recommending a self-help strategy for back pain. Quoting briefly from that, patients can and should exploit this concept by testing themselves for centralization and a directional preference, and then spending time moving and resting in that preferred direction. So, mostly extension exercises. Obviously, not everyone will succeed at this, but quite a few will. The evidence for it isn't great, but it is rational, cheap, easy, and safe to try. This post and chapter is a more general review of MDT as a much more complex system of therapy that you might get from a healthcare professional. MDT is kind of a big deal in the back pain world, and no comprehensive review of back pain treatments can be complete without discussing it. I am late to that party because for many years I wasn't even trying to review all back pain treatments. That wasn't the goal of my book originally, and it seemed impossible anyway because there are a lot of back pain treatments. But here I am, finally circling back to this very important brand, better late than never. And of course I feel like I can say that about literally every topic I write about these days. MDT is an empire for better and worse. MDT is one of the great 20th century modality empires. Modality empires are proprietary methods or modes of therapy, usually championed by a single charismatic entrepreneur, the emperor, selling books, workshops, and certifications. The emperor in this case was New Zealand physical therapist Robin McKenzie, who lived from 1931 to 2013 and started MDT in the 1950s. MDT continues to be widely practiced around the world, although I suspect that its popularity has been declining. But a great many healthcare professionals, mostly physical therapists, but not exclusively, have taken and appreciated MDT courses. Unfortunately, there is a great deal of overlap between modality empires and quackery, mostly because it's almost impossible to promote therapy methods for profit without some corruption. And that's assuming that they were any good to begin with, which they often aren't. As an example, trigger point therapy, which I have given a lot of attention and affection to, is another one of the great modality empires, and it is a complex mixture of good, evil, and mostly just confused. Well, MDT is even more mainstream than trigger point therapy, and it has been so influential that much of what we think of as physical therapy today is extremely MDT-ish, so it can't be judged simply or even separately from PT. Like an empire and like physical therapy in general, it is sprawling and complex and certainly not all bad or all good. It defies easy summary. It's had several entire books devoted to it. This is just a quick tour, a bit of sightseeing in that empire's capital. But the Salamander is an eccentric tour guide and will point out some things that others neglect. Now, the case for the importance of centralization and directional preference. CDP are no more or less than it feels a bit better for a while when I lean this away. And yet much has been made of the fact that it is a genuine good news prognostic factor, and it's also widely used as the basis for exercise prescriptions, mostly back extensions, because that's the most common directional preference. And that's also why we end up with the common dismissive oversimplification of MDT critics. McKenzie/MDT is just extension exercises. Wikipedia puts this oversimplification right into their intro for their McKenzie method page. McKenzie exercise involves spinal extension, It's not just that, obviously. And I don't think that anyone's actually confused about this. And if they are, it's because they're not paying attention or giving credit where due. The more nuanced version goes like this. McKinsey method and MDT have a strong focus on screening for centralization and identifying directional preference where it exists, and that usually turns out to be extension when a directional preference is clear, and so that is then used as a reasonable justification for prescribing extension exercise. But often isn't always, some people don't have any directional preference, or they've got a different one, and extension exercise can make some people worse. So obviously, there's a lot more to MDT than just treat back pain with extension exercises. Dr. Stephen May worked closely with McKenzie and wrote some books with him. And in an interview for PT Pro Talk, episode 95, he had this to say about the value of CDP. If you have something as highly prevalent as this, even in the chronic population that has the potential for such a good prognosis and can guide your management strategies, you would be foolish to ignore it. Or, more emphatically stated later on, he really added some intensity to this. I don't think there's anything like it in terms of high prevalence rate, its potential to indicate a good prognosis, and its potential to indicate a management strategy. If a clinician doesn't take such a gift into account, they would seem to be shooting themselves in the foot in a very daft way. Yeah, that's quite a lot stronger. I'm a little uncomfortable with that escalation to the implication that you're a bit of a ninny if you don't take this seriously. A gracious interpretation is just that centralization is actually a useful thing to understand. It probably is a legit phenomenon, something a bit peculiar to the nature of back pain. Not all conditions ease with specific positions and movements, that's for sure. But are we really foot-shooting fools if we don't take CDP seriously? It seems like maybe going a little too far. There are reasonable reasons to question CDP's importance, and that's next. The heart of MDT, centralization and directional preference. Most modality empires grow out of some seed of truth, but MDT has a particularly robust one. It can probably attribute much of its success and popularity to the genuine prognostic power of centralization and directional preference, CDP from here on, because that's a mouthful. Before talking about C and DP in any more detail, we should do a quick review. What the heck are we talking about? Centralization is the muting of spinal pain, specifically with repeated movement or sustained postures, and more specifically, the tendency of pain to retreat from the periphery to the center, hence the name. But I prefer to think of it as pain shrinkage. A directional preference is the specific direction of movement or positioning that produces centralization, which is usually extension, leaning backwards, sometimes side bending, and occasionally flexion. Centralization is strongly linked to happier endings to back pain stories, and so directional preference seems like a fine inspiration for the kind of exercise that is appropriate for back pain patients. Back pain is a fiendishly slippery and difficult problem, obviously, and in that sea of clinical uncertainty, there aren't many life rafts. Perhaps the phenomena of CNDP is a life raft, a strong prognostic sign found in many patients, and a possible justification and guide for exercise therapy. This is why I have presented as directional preference as this basis for a self-help strategy. Despite the self-help possibilities, ideally patients would explore CDP with an MDT professional. Many people can climb this mountain solo, but most will have a better time with a trained guide, which is why I'm reviewing MDT more generally here. Okay, let's look at three reasons to doubt that centralization is all that it is cracked up to be. First reason, it's possible, and maybe even likely, that centralization just doesn't actually mean much. It might just be a sign of a milder case of back pain. That is, centralization may only be prognostically positive, a good sign, because it's just what you see with tamer and more tractable cases of back pain. Kilpikowski and colleagues showed in 2023, this is a new paper, showed that it seems to occur mainly in milder cases. Centralization occurs mainly in milder cases, while non-centralizers have more pain and disability on average. The difference wasn't huge, but it's consistent with the rather obvious idea that it's easier to find relieving movements and positions in less severe cases. So CDP can also just be seen as a fancy framing of something super simple. Do whatever makes it feel better, if anything does. And that mostly happens in cases that were destined for a good outcome anyway. Next reason, two of three, why we might doubt that centralization is a big deal. The only way in which CDP, the CDP seed of truth, has been validated is as a positive prognostic sign. There's basically zero evidence that exercise guided by directional preference is an efficacious treatment. In the self-help discussion, I mentioned one 20-year-old promising trial. But an unreplicated trial in this business is the sound of one hand clapping. In the quote above from Stephen May, he says that centralization has the, quote, potential to indicate a management strategy. But his 2018 paper clearly states in the abstract and then again in the main text that there is, quote, no evidence that CDP might be important treatment effect modifiers. And that's after how many years? When May himself admits that there's no evidence that directional preference can guide effective treatment, it's a little hard to square with his opinion that we're shooting ourselves in the foot if we ignore it. Actually, seems like there's a pretty decent argument for ignoring it, or at least not taking it super seriously. Reason three is this one is the most serious in my mind. It's important historical context that centralization started in a way that is all too familiar from the pre-scientific era of medicine. It started with an origin story of treatment success, with an inspiring clinical anecdote. Robin McKenzie tells the story in his book, I think maybe his first book, Treat Your Own Back. It all began when I noticed. That's how a lot of snake oils get their start. This doesn't mean that McKenzie was wrong, but it's a big ol' red flag. It's dangerously easy for medical pet theories to get out of hand. You start with an observation, you cook up a pretty hypothesis, before you know it, you're deeply invested in it and very much inclined to twist facts to suit theories instead of theories to suit facts. McKenzie worked on this idea for decades before anyone even tried to study it more rigorously, and although it certainly does seem like the prognostic power of centralization has finally been rigorously validated in more recent history, it's not like it's a lot of data or all that rigorous, and it's definitely possible for researchers to get the answers they want out of their studies. So I'm not saying that centralization isn't actually prognostic, but I'm saying it's possible, and things that start like this in medicine rarely end well. So CDP is by far the most distinctive major feature of MDT. So if MDT isn't effective as a whole, then its biggest active ingredient probably ain't so active. So what else does it offer? And does the whole enchilada help back pain patients? So now let's talk about MDT as a system. MDT is a complex approach to physical therapy that generally favors a mechanical perspective. It's right in the name, and I'm allergic to that. In many ways, MDT seems like the Death Star to this book's rebellion. Despite that, I'm not actually a huge critic of MDT. Why not? Seems like a pretty ripe target for me. Well, I cut it some slack, because MDT also isn't particularly dogmatic or formulaic. Its reputation for being just extension exercises is undeserved. It's a school of thought about how to do physical therapy that defies easy summary. The pitch is almost like traditional physical therapy, but better, with more specific knowledge about back pain. It leans towards biomechanical thinking, but it isn't limited by it or defined by it, despite the name. But it also just doesn't work very well. A 2018 scientific review wasn't entirely negative, but it was definitely in damned with vain praise territory. In 2019, Halliday et al. Noted that the effects of MDT are somewhat larger, quote, when the core principles are followed. But they still weren't exactly big effects. And how often do professionals in the real world actually follow the core principles anyway, or do a good job of it? In early 2023, MDT marketing hype had a particularly nasty collision with science. A big scientific review by Almeida et al. Concluded this, quote, based on low to very low certainty evidence, the treatment effects for pain and disability found in our review were not clinically important. Thus, we can conclude that the McKenzie method is not an effective treatment for subacute nonspecific low back pain. Although that review is very garbage in, garbage out, it did establish that there is, in fact, not any significant body of evidence, and what little there is shows little or no benefit, despite a near certainty of a pro-MDT bias in the trials that do exist. They still couldn't p-hack their way to a happy ending. So the evidence of MDT as a whole is exactly as mediocre as all other smorgasbord therapies. Bummer. For many professionals, any guru-driven therapeutic method is a deal-breaker, even if that guru is a legit smarty pants that we can all learn from. Like all modalities, MDT can be a bit cultish and oversold, because no brand succeeds without some marketing hype, and without attracting devotees who will spread and amplify that hype. For instance, the McKenzie System website proudly declares that the McKenzie method of mechanical diagnosis and therapy is an internationally researched and acclaimed system, which is just obvious marketing noise. The reality is that it is barely researched. The hype is not inherently evil. I'm not naive. I understand that you have to put butts in seats to pay the bills. Hardly anything can happen in this world without the engine of commerce. I'm not saying that MDT can't work or be useful in the right hands, or that no one ever learns anything useful from it. But it also does not have any clear advantage over the competition. It's just another perspective, just another way to help, and one that is generally too structuralist for my tastes. Not really my cup of tea. Okay, that's my tip of the iceberg review of MDT. Obviously, I'll say again, entire books have been written about it. This is an old modality. This is quite brief pain-size style review of the whole thing. If you have thoughts and criticisms of what I've said, I would be happy to hear them, and I will certainly be, as I do, slowly expanding and upgrading this content over time. So the more I learn, the more I'll add. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.